What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you missed any part of Charles, man, he was tremendous. Podcast it when we're done, thefandc.com. He's so right, by the way, about the disrespect of the Redskins' glory years in terms of Hall of Fame representation.
Never understand it.
Joe Jacoby not being in as we sit here today is criminal. But how about guys like, so, and I'm not just saying this because he's our colleague. I mean, Brian Mitchell,
for God's sake,
is the most accomplished return man in history. So there's only so many jobs on a football team. You could be a receiver, you could be a lineman, you could be a linebacker, you could be a return man, right? He's the best that ever did it. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. We could go round and around on this. It took forever to get Art Monk in, who retired with more catches than anybody ever had. It seems like the guys that do get in, wearing burgundy and gold, seem to go through more hurdles and trials and tribulations along the way than anybody else. And then a lot of guys just don't get in. Like, I don't know about Dexter Manley. I'd have to look into probably the longevity and other things. But I know this. There are a lot of guys I've seen that have gotten in recently that didn't have the prime of his career when he had an 18.5, 15, 14 sack seasons in a three-year span, when he had 11 or more four straight years. Now, he was like a brightly shining star that burned out in a sense because there are a lot of 8 and 9 sack years in there. But that's also in an era, Danny, where there wasn't as much passing. So like 18.5 sacks in the mid-80s.
Is 25 today.
Right, that's 25. Yeah. A 9.5 sack season back then is probably 12 or 13. And when you bake that in, this guy had over 103 career sacks. How's Dexter Manley, a game-breaking wrecking ball, just an alien from another planet that you have to think about every single day of the week leading up to the game, how's that guy not in the Hall of Fame?
Totally. You can go down the list several times over. I don't know if there's one explanation that totally defines this. I do know that, however you want to slice it, there is a bias against Washington players and giving them their just due. So the glamour franchises, like San Francisco, they were the team of the 80s. They outshone Washington with one extra Super Bowl and a better record overall. But
only
it was
because like the Washington bridged 80 into 90. So like their period goes end of 80s into the 90s. If it happened like 82 to 87, now it's probably a different conversation. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so, but San Francisco, because of, you know, the high-flying offense and how revolutionary Bill Walsh was and everything, for whatever reason, Gibbs never gets the same, sort of level of, you know, around here we know, but league-wide, it's always like, what about Joe Gibbs after you name Belichick and Walsh and, Tom Landry in his hat because they did the shotgun one time or something, ever revolutionary. But nobody ever gives the right amount of credit. For whatever reason, it's always this rock fight to gain a millimeter where the example I used during the commercial break, the idea that the guy that retired with more catches than anybody else to ever play the game, it took an act of God to convince Peter King to change his vote just so Art Monk could get in. Like, if that's a struggle, it tells you the whole story.
Well,
right? There's no respect.
Point is great to me.
Yeah.
I think you're right. He just never comes up. Like, outside of D.C. people or people with ties to the nation's capital, when we talk about the greatest coaches ever, this guy won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Different cores, different iterations, basically, of his team. And he won three different Super Bowls. Had the numbers and production that he had. He also is one of the few guys ever to take a break that spanned 15 years almost, and then come back when the quote-unquote the game has passed you by, and in a completely different league. Like, just think about that. 15 years ago from right now was 2010. So at that time, like, Mike Shanahan hasn't coached since he left Denver. And he comes back today as a head coach, and he gets a team to the playoffs a couple times in 3 years. That's what Joe Gibbs did. That's what Joe Gibbs 2.0 was here. By the way, at a time where you're pushing the biggest boulder up a rock. You're right. The fact that his name never comes up when we're talking about some of the best coaches ever nationally.
Yeah, it's always like this. It's always after everybody's had a discussion for 10 minutes and one other person's like, and what about Joe Gibbs, instead of leading with it? I mean, again, around here we know.
Yeah.
But there, I however you want to describe this as to and how we got here, I don't know the answer.
I think
there
it
is
was
a bias.
The name.
Could be.
Because it became controversial. I don't know when. I'm not old enough to know how this works. But it became controversial enough that it was just kind of like, and the less we have to deal with that as a league, the better. That's my own opinion. I have no idea.
It wasn't that it was the high-flying, I don't know how to keep saying this, it's almost like a basketball team, but it wasn't the high-flying offensive stars.
But 91 kind of was.
Well, you and I know that. That offense was about the offensive line, and it's harder to celebrate that than it is Jerry Rice. Harder to celebrate that than it is, here's the marquee quarterback with the scratch in. It was Mark Rippon, a journeyman from Washington State, who was fine, who like barely beat out Jeff Rutledge. But you and I could stand back there and sling it to three Hall of Fame caliber receivers in their prime, or hand it off to whoever the hell you wanted to. And then if you got down to the goal line, trot Gerald Riggs on, old 260 pounds, to thump your skull for a tutty. Like, that team was perfect, but it wasn't Tom Brady. It wasn't Joe Montana. It wasn't like the guy that you're used to seeing, because it was the rotating cast, I think. I think that hurts this group's legacy in the eyes of these stupid voters.
I will also say that it has been a treat this week to talk to Joe Theismann, Joe Gibbs, and Charles Mann, and to reminisce about some of the stories that my parents have told me and that my mom, you know, grew up on and got obsessed with this organization over. Has just been a real privilege. And I thank all three of them for their time and the stories and what they gave us. But hopefully this run continues, Danny. And in 30 years, someone's having Austin Eckler on or talking to, you know, Quan Martin about his three straight weeks with a pick six that helped win a Super Bowl. These
and coming up on the show, Tyler Biadasz to reminisce about 25.
I mean, this is all we got. This is what we have 30 years later. But let's make some of these new memories. But it has been so cool to talk to these guys. And, man, so gracious with his time. He was a 10 out of 10, just like Gibbs was yesterday, just like Theismann was at the beginning of the week. So make sure you grab those interviews at thefandc.com. Let's give you a Commanders stock report next on G&D.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.